This is the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation, recorded at the Hammer Museum. Each week, Diana Winston, Dr. Allison Pimentel, or one of the UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
So welcome everyone to Hammer UCLA Mindful Meditation. My name is Mitra Menesh. I'm a mindfulness educator. I teach at UCLA Mindful, and I have a lot of other activities on my own. If it is your first time, welcome. This is an amazing community service that has been going on for years, and it's on almost throughout the year, except for holidays. And if you're a regular, welcome back. Also, I want to say hello to everyone that is joining us online. I know many people from around the world join us, and that's amazing. And today, I want to invite you to the land where I was born, in Iran, the modern-day Iran and ancient Persia, which was a birthplace of many aspects of human civilization, where before any religion was born, Zarathustra spoke about pure thoughts, pure words, and pure actions. Where before law of the land was made, Cyrus spoke about human dignity and human rights. Where Abu Ali Sina talked about a lot of things that are foundation of medicine, where a lot of great people were born in and came from. But it's never about nationalism or about the land or about geography. As many of you know, these days, there's a lot of suffering in this very same land that I just told you about, how great and enlightened it was. Because it's about always the consciousness that goes through the land and the leaders and the people. And unfortunately, in past decades, the leaders have led that land with lower consciousness. And there's a lot of suffering and a lot of deaths of innocent, young, wonderful people for no reason except for wanting the basic human rights. Politics is not my business, but as a former human rights commissioner, as a mindfulness educator, as a human being, I feel obliged to speak out and bring consciousness and awareness to the world that there are many, many suffering. I know you came here to probably rest and get rid of your pain, but part of our pain is their pain, and part of their pain is ours. So there's a saying on top of the United Nations that says human beings are member of the same. And that also was from a man from the same ancient Persia. We are all member of the same whole. We are all member of a whole. And we're going to meditate today on our interconnectedness. The question always is, what do I do? People always ask me, the kind students, clients, write to me and say, how do we help when we see there is unconsciousness leading my land or any land in the world? And the answer is, it depends. We all have our own way. Some people do it through action. Some people do it through poetry, art, music, words, prayer, meditation. But none of those are effective unless and until we work through this land, inner land. This is where we can start, inside of ourselves. And today I want to lead you through a meditation that takes you into your inner land, into your own country, and see how we're doing in there. How are we leading this land? This is where it all starts. So let us begin. Let's get comfortable in our body, whatever that means to you. Maybe just get a little bit more comfortable as you're sitting. If it feels all right for you, bring your eyes into a close. And allow your breath to fully breathe your body, starting from your nostrils and going deep into your belly. We have nothing to do and nowhere to go except to be here in this body, in this moment, on this breath. Releasing and relaxing. And feeling our emotions, whatever they are, welcoming all of them. Emotions that are uncomfortable and provoking. Emotions that are hopeful and helpful. Relaxing. Allowing. I invite you to come with me to the land of imagination. In your heart's eye, imagine that we are walking on earth together. Collectively, hand in hand. Under our feet, there exists the land of light. This is a different version of Earth. This is where conscious version of us are living. And yes, the same way we have unconscious aspect of us living within us, we also have the conscious part, the awakened part. That is alive and kicking. The question is, are we paying attention to that part of ourselves? So as we enter this land of light, together we witness the way people on this land interact with each other. Help yourself to anywhere you want to go in this land. Wander around, go through streets, go to schools, go to people's homes, and notice the interconnectedness that exists when people live with consciousness, the safety, the laughter, children playing, people breaking bread together. Sometimes it is so far from our experiences collectively and individually that we forget this option also exists. How do we show up in life when dramas and traumas are not there? Can you imagine? Can you feel the lightness as you walk through these streets? Or you feel connected no matter how they look, what language they speak, how they pray, what they're eating, how they're dressing? You feel safe. You feel you belong. Can you imagine? Now imagine that there is a light, bright, shining from your heart. You may want to put your hand on your heart and one hand on your belly, holding yourself with gentleness. Noticing the warmth of your heart. Noticing the light in your heart radiating outside into the world, into the place that you're visiting. I invite you to bring a person or people that you love into your awareness. And see if you can send them some warm and supportive words. Pray for them, wish for them. May you, my dear one or dear ones, may you be healthy and happy. May you be free from suffering. May you feel safe. May your basic needs, your basic human needs, be fulfilled. And just notice what happens when you wish a loved one or people that you love, when you send them these supportive, compassionate words. How do you feel in your body? And then keep on walking in this land of light that we're visiting. Pick someone randomly, pick a family. Pick a home. Let them be different than you, at least look wise. And see if you can send the same loving kindness and compassionate words towards them. May you, people that I have no idea who you are, may you be free from suffering. May you feel safe. May you feel loved. May you feel protected and supported. May all your human wishes come true. May you be free to create. May you have no fear, and may you never follow and copy. May you always lead your own creative, beautiful life. May all of your talents come into fruition, and may you always, always remember that you are made out of love. Can you send it to someone you don't know? A random family, a random home. Now check in with yourself. How are you doing? How am I doing? Ask yourself. What do you need? What can you wish for yourself? How can you see yourself lovingly? May I wish yourself whatever it is that you need. May I have capacity to hold life. May I witness the suffering yet not suffer. May I remember that I always have a say. May I be kind to myself. May I care for myself like how I would like to be cared for. May I remember that I can give myself that which I wish and expect others to give me. May I choose to be strong and happy. Just notice, where in this practice did you get stuck? Usually it's easier to wish our loved ones, people that we care for. Sometimes it's hard to offer the same to people we don't know. Sometimes it's even harder to offer it to ourselves. And now I want to invite you to do something very difficult. And if you can't do it, that is fine. Give yourself permission not to follow my guidance. And that is to bring to your awareness someone or someones that you dislike and dislove. See them in their suffering, and see if you can offer them also some loving kindness. May you, the person that I don't connect to, the person that I dislike, the person that I disagree with, may you wake up. May you connect to your own loving self. May I be able to hold you with love. This is the hardest of all. And if you can't do it, that is fine. And now I'm going to join your silence and allow you to wander around this land of light, where fear has no place, where people are interconnected, where this is the body of life, and every country is the limb of this body. Every language, every voice spoken is a culture of this body, and every human being and every other being, sentient beings, are the cells of this body. Go and discover it on your own, and I'll be your timekeeper and bring you back on time. human beings are part of a whole. In creation of one essence and soul. If one member is afflicted with pain, other members uneasy remain. If you have no sympathy for humans' pain, the name of human you cannot retain. Gently noticing how you're traveling in this land of light, what provoked you, what taught you, what touched you. Did your mind tell you this is an impossible thing and you're just dreaming? Did your heart open and said, "Ah, that's the way I want to live"? Whatever happened in this practice, gather yourself, pick a souvenir to bring from this land. Perhaps the way families talked to each other. Maybe the way we saw people interacting on streets. Or maybe it was the way everyone felt safe from each other's judgments and harsh words. Whatever it was, pick a souvenir, a gift for yourself. Maybe it was just a reminder that you have a say, that you are the leader of the country called you, that your inner world is completely in your command. And it is only from that place of authority we can change the world around us. In your actions, in your words, in your art, in your music, in your prayers, in your meditation, please include all of us. And then see yourself included in all of that. Imagine somebody across the seas, somebody across the table, across the road, is holding you lovingly, compassionately, sending you loving kindness. Everything we have and everything we like was born out of imagination. And today, individually and collectively, we imagined a different world. Bring your souvenir and bring back your attention to your body. Noticing how you feel and if you feel any different than when we first started this practice. Let's take a deep breath together. Come back to the room and go out there and create a new world to live in. Thank you for your presence today. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation from the Hammer Museum. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.